I'm Liam Trotter, and you're listening to Ravens Weekly. You could have been a supporter of any football team. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. You could have been following the champions of the Champions League. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley. Hello everyone and welcome back to Ravens Weekly, supported by our good friends at GPM Group. It's been a really long time since we've been here with you in your ears on this podcast. And James, isn't it just great to be back?
It is, yes. We have to say a big sorry for not bringing you an episode for quite some time. We obviously had plenty of episodes going out over the summer months and when we were in that first lockdown and just haven't been able to bring it back, but now we brought it back, and tonight's episode we've got some really big news that we'll get onto very shortly that we'll be hearing first off here on the podcast. It'll be the first time you'll be able to hear that news, so we'll get onto that very shortly. But yeah, Matt, great to be back and great to be on the podcast once more.
Absolutely, it just feels like an age. I think the last one we did possibly was one with Neil and Mark definitely. Hammond and Alan Dunn. And what fantastic guests they are, by the way. Especially when you get Neil and Mark together, it's hilarious.
It's good.
But yeah, we obviously have been busy sorting out live streams, trying to sort out other things at the club. It's an extremely busy time. But like I said, we do apologise for not being with you over the past few weeks. But we're back now, and it's great to be back. And of course, a plug, first of all, to our live stream tomorrow, which we're going to talk about more tomorrow. If you haven't got your pass already, please go and get it now. We are home tomorrow, and it's our first game. We're going to talk about our last game in a minute. It's our first game in nearly a month. So crazy. I think everyone just needs their football fix.
Yes.
So the only way to get that is to watch Match Day Live. So make sure you head over to bromleyfc.co.uk and get your live pass for tomorrow's game. And again, we'll talk more about that game tomorrow. Let's reverse back now, James, and talk about the last two games, actually, I think we should mention.
Yes.
The first of which, we'll do it in chronological order here, was the trip to Solihull. Of course, live on BT Sport, traditionally not a lucky place for us, Danson Park. And not to be confused with Danson Park, which is in Bexley. not a lucky place for us. Our first win there, not only that, the first team to score at Danson Park this season and the first team to win there.
Yeah, really impressive. The game plan that the team put out on the night was so good to see. And you were going up against a side then that had, as you mentioned, Matt, such a great home record. They didn't concede goals at all. And the fact that the team were able to weather a bit of a storm in the first sort of half hour or so, but then for Michael Cheek to step up and score that goal, what a cross from Chris Bush, and what a finish, and what a time to do it in front of the BT
right campus. On the stroke at half-time.
Yeah, exactly. It was a great, great time to do it. And it just, no matter what they say, whenever you score before that half-time break, it just gives the team such a lift. The team, you can see when the players are coming off the pitch, they were buzzing about that. Neil obviously had to calm him down and say there was still so much time left in the game to keep going. But a really, really good result. And it was a welcome result as well, because that December had been really tricky. And, in hindsight, it was welcome points going into a Christmas period that obviously didn't go ahead.
Which obviously means that Bromley are still unbeaten away from home. And obviously, we do have a tough trip to Halifax coming up, and we'll be looking to maintain that run. But now the only side in the league to hold that record. Quite incredible.
It is. It really is. And also the fact that clean sheets, all the clean sheets that we've got, I don't know the exact number, it's definitely a few, they've all come away from home.
Mm-hmm.
In the league, of course. We'll mention that other clean sheet at home shortly. But yeah, an amazing away record. It is about now trying to translate that into home form as well, because that is going to prove so important in the coming months with all of these rearranged fixtures. A lot of them that were cancelled in the past few weeks or so were home fixtures. You look at the likes of Chesterfield and the Suttons, they will come up very, very quickly again, and it's just now about trying to get that home form a bit more steadier. It hasn't been dreadful by any means, but the league position is certainly held up by the fact that the away form has been so good. And you always want those home games to be your bankers. You want to be tough to beat at home, and especially when you've got teams still to come like Notts County. We obviously had that game against Stockport, and you know, the class does show in those games, but you want to try and make your home record just as good as that away form can be.
Well, we made another addition to our bank of home wins, not in the FA Cup, not in the league, but in the FA Trophy.
Yes.
Obviously, that was Hemel Hempstead Town, and that was the last match we played in all competitions. 22nd of December, a cold, freezing cold Tuesday night. You and me on the commentary.
Yeah.
It's always cold, isn't it? And a great performance from Harry Forster. Two goals from him, and that ultimately carried us through to the match we're going to play tomorrow against Woking.
Yeah, we mentioned it in the live stream that you'll be watching tomorrow, but the performance of Harry Forster was outstanding on that night. But something that's just popped into my head, that we have probably been quite unfair to Liam Trotter, who again I thought was absolutely outstanding.
Two assists,
playing in that number 10 role.
He was brilliant.
Field role, playing second to Michael Cheek in that strike force, and I thought he was absolutely superb. And that second goal, the ball from Frankie Raymond into Liam Trotter, who showed a turn of pace, let's not forget, slide the ball across the 18-yard area, and Harry Forster smashed it top corner. A really, really well-worked goal, whereas on the flip side, that first goal, Harry Forster was an amazing individual piece of skill, just to knock it past the defender and then fire it into the bottom corner. His first two goals for the club, Harry Forster, you can see the delight when he got the first one, and then when he notched the second, he'll be desperate to score once again in the coming games, and also to get that goal in the league as well. But really impressive performance from him, and he extended his loan deal with the club, which means we're going to see plenty more of that for the rest of the season.
He did, and just want to touch on that. Two brilliant goals, but two very different goals, weren't they? Of course, the first one, an excellent pass from Trotter to find him, but then a piece of individual brilliance. Mm-hmm. And the second one, more great work from Trotter, and being in the right place at the right time, wasn't it? But that's what you want to see from a player like that they're capable of both.
Yeah, and, the fact that he describes himself now as an out-and-out winger, he thinks he's now on that position. To see him propping up with those sorts of goals in central positions, coming in out of wide positions, really good to see. And the fact that you've got that change-up in his play will no doubt give Neil Smith and his management team plenty of confidence in playing him, but also gives Harry Forster the confidence that he can do that, and also has that part of his game that he can call upon. It's not just about getting direct, attacking the full-back and getting crosses in. He's got goals, he's got assists to his game, so and a really rounded performance from him. And make no mistake, it was against a really decent side in Hemel Hempstead. The fact that they are a league below, they were no mugs at all on the night. They were really tough to beat, really compact side. And ultimately, I think the legs just went at certain stages in that game. Busy fixture period for them as well to deal with. So, 2-0 certainly wasn't flattering in any respect. It was a hard-fought win, but amazing goals to watch.
And like you say, Harry Forster has now extended his spell with the club until the end of the season. So big thanks to everybody at Watford for making that possible as well. And Harry's just delighted to be here, isn't he? And we've got more good news on that front, actually. He's not the only signing or re-signing, if you like. We've got some more to talk you through. So first of all, let's start. First things first. Last Friday, Courtney Duffus was announced as a new signing from Yeovil Town, a player that has scored 16 goals in all competitions for Yeovil last season and has already got 4 this year. A welcome signing, more competition for places up front, and just what a player we've got on our hands here.
Big marker on where I think Neil Smith and obviously Robin Stanton-Gleaves wants to take this club. It's a massive, massive signing, and to really go into Yeovil and take one of their star players, that's unheard of. And to think that a club like Bromley is able to do that now, be in a position to do that, have the sort of allure that players want to come here. They're happy to see out deals that potentially were extended until the end of the season and come and join halfway through a season. I mean, just shows the attractive nature this club now provides to players, and players want to come and play for Neil Smith and his team. An amazing signing, and the whole buzz around it. I think some supporters would have been quite attuned into the events of the day. The news did get out. Again, something so bizarre that now our transfers at Bromley Football Club.
Big leaked on Sky Sports News.
I mean, that is just a new level to be associated with. So
what a crazy day that was.
It was a very bizarre day, and we found ourselves sort of not in any rush to announce it.
We'd agreed a time, hadn't we?
Yeah, it was a very strange event. But once we obviously got the news out there officially, bit of a tongue-in-cheek post, but everyone, you could tell, was delighted. Yeovil fans, of course, weren't. And I think, again, that shows the profile of this signing, that you know they are now without a really important striker from their season so far, and season's gone by. And he is now part of Millsom's squad.
Absolutely. And just when he came in, what a nice lad. Comes from a really sporting family as well. And just to see the look on his face as he walked in and as he looked around the place, and he had his look around the ground and around the site, of course, there is a lot more than just the stadium here. The training facilities, everything in the bars, the offices, all the other bits and bobs. And he was really impressed. He was really complimentary of the club's ambition as well, wasn't he? Another key factor in getting him here to Hayes Lane. And actually, we managed to catch up with the man himself, Courtney Duffers, and Neil Smith on his signing. And here's what they had to say.
Neil, today you've welcomed Courtney Duffers to the club. That's quite a signing.
Unbelievable. At the beginning of the week, you know, not in our plans. As in, didn't know he was available. We were sorting ourselves out, obviously, for the game that was obviously called off, and just training as we do to Friday morning. Deal sorted, medical done, and him training with us. So how quickly it's happened is unbelievable. And it's to have him on board, it adds to my squad already. You know, we're an attacking side, and he gives us another option up front.
And we were just talking about, it's just goals, isn't it? You've got Cheek, Alabi, Williamson and Duffus now. That's quite a front four.
Yes, without Mel's centre-half scoring, without Kizzy scoring, without Coulson scoring, you know, we've got a lot of options, and we've got to make sure it counts now. We've got to create enough chances for these guys to then get on the end of them and score goals. And, you know, I think it just gives us another option, another dimension. Hopefully it puts a little marker down on what we want to try and achieve over the next couple of years.
Neil, thank you.
Thank you.
Courtney Duffus, welcome to Bromley Football Club. How do you feel?
Yeah, obviously I'm delighted to get everything sorted now, and can't wait for the first game Tuesday to get going.
And it's all happened very quickly, hasn't it?
Yeah, very quickly. It was a quick turnaround. But like I said, I'm just happy it's all done now, and I can't wait to get started.
And you've had your first day here today. How's it been?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It's a good bunch of lads as well. Get on really well with the manager. So I'm looking forward to it.
And most Bromley fans will have seen you play before, but for those that haven't, how would you describe yourself as a player?
Just big, strong, obviously quick centre forward, and I'll chip in with goals as well.
And obviously you're going to be partnering none other than Michael Cheek, the league's top goal scorer at the minute. Looking forward to that?
Yeah, looking forward to that, and hopefully, you know, with the amount of goals we can both score together, we can push for promotion.
And you've had, as I said, your first day here at the club. What's your impressions of just the setup and the people?
Yeah, I think it's a very good setup. Great people around here. I think it's a club that's very well run, and I'm just glad to be a part of it.
And talk us through your career. So you started out at Everton, didn't you?
Yeah, so I was at Everton, obviously, growing up. Moved to Oldham, and from then was when I went to Yeovil. So 2 years I was at Yeovil, and then obviously now here at Bromley.
And obviously you talk about that first game, FA Trophy. Yeovil, having not played in the FA Trophy, you're all good to go for that one. Looking forward to it?
Yeah, obviously I can't wait. I've not played as much as I'd like to of this season. So obviously I can't wait to get started.
Well, welcome to the club, Courtney. Great to have you.
Cheers, thank you.
Right then, now it's the news you've all been waiting for, and a lot of people will have come to the podcast for this reason.
Yes,
James,
they've probably scrubbed through parts of the, you know, the boring parts of us talking so far. Well, they've just skipped to this moment.
The deal
they?
Is, you know, if you do that, you've got to now go back
you
and listen to the
yeah.
bit at the start. You know, otherwise,
yeah.
it's you know, you're not a real listener, unfortunately.
Exactly, yeah.
whether you are skipping to this bit or whether you've listened all the way through, all the same, this is fantastic news, and we have real delight in letting you know now. That Michael Cheek has signed a contract extension at Bromley Football Club. Cheek is ours. James, honestly, what it feels like a new signing.
It does. The excitement right now, I'm trying to control it. I think both, when you started saying that, we both started smiling. Just
yeah.
because this is massive. This is huge. I mean, I don't think for 1 second anyone doubted that this wouldn't be achievable. But, you know, the fact that Michael Cheek has been such a consistent goal scorer and performed at the level that he has for us in the past season and a half, and also for clubs prior to joining us. You know, Football League clubs are constantly looking at him, and there's loads of talk around him, and he is definitely the top striker in this league. And the fact that we now have him for the rest of the season and the season after, wow, I mean, that is huge.
It is incredible. We talk about his return last year, 16 goals in all competitions. This season, already 11 goals in all competitions. He is the joint top scorer of the National League with 10 goals. Count the FA Cup goal away at Sutton as well. 11 goals in not that many more games.
That's the thing. Yes, we're in January. We're not even at the half.
No, we're nowhere near.
And the fact that he's already double figures. And that's always the target for a striker in that early stage. Hit the double figures and push on to get as close to sort of the 20, 30 marks you can as an out-and-out striker. He's well onto that. And not forgetting last season, he was on course to do that as well. Yes, he had that minor blip in the sort of mid part of the season where, you know, he struggled to get the goals. Came back knocking, you know, firing all cylinders, you know, in that latter stage before the season got curtailed. But an amazing marker for us, an amazing achievement to have him. And no doubt, you know, he's so excited to have that security as well. He can just go out there, enjoy his football again, as he always has done. And it's all about keeping, you know, this squad. Neil was so good at bringing that group of players together and having that morale there. And, you know, Cheek gets some of everyone in this squad. He's really good friends with a number of, you know, look at him travelling with Mark Cousins.
Particularly Mark Cousins, yeah.
Luke Coulson, he's like, you know, lifelong friends with. I know that for a fact. Chris Bush, he's played alongside for so many years. You know, he's a massive part of this team. Massive part. And to have him here for next year is amazing.
He is a proverbial superstar. He is, you know, he's one of those players that, you know, I think we spoke to somebody at an opposition club the other week, and all they were talking about was Michael Cheek.
It is funny when we do those opposition views, and especially when you speak to, I think it might have been the Stockport one actually, where clubs of that stature, you still sort of go, it's quite interesting that we're coming up against these sides and they have massive fan bases. And the fact that, you know, those of the opposition press, the opposition media always pick out Michael Cheek, you know, Michael Cheek, Bromley Football Club, Michael Cheek, you know, that link is there now and it's so synonymous with us. And yeah, you're right, it is, you know, it's that superstar element, especially for us. And I don't want to, you know, hedge my bets, but what he's achieved for us so far, I do think he'll be one of those heroes, those folk legends that go down, you know, at this current history at the club. He'll definitely be that sort of figure, one of the figures amongst this squad that, you know, will really stick out just for the goals he scores as well. You know, the one against Notts County last season, an amazing strike, and the one against Barnet this year. I mean, wow, that is just pure brilliance when it comes to football.
I'm going to put us on the spot here. I think us two, yeah, and I think the fans should choose our favourite cheeky moment.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start with mine. I think it epitomises him as a player. Chesterfield at home last season.
Yeah,
he'd scored the initial goal. And he then, obviously Chesterfield equalised immediately from kickoff. We're back in front. But then both you and I looked down and could see Michael Cheek laying on the floor, not moving.
Nope.
And then later on emerged the photos of him in the hospital with the biggest bruised eye you've ever seen. And I'm told by the physio at the time, Paul Smith, that as he came off, he couldn't remember that he'd scored the goal. He momentarily forgot that he'd scored the goal because he had a massive collision going in for that. But all he cared about was scoring the goal and winning the game. And that's what he did for us. And I know he missed the next game, obviously, due to the swelling and the risk of making it worse. And then he came back the week after. Just such an important player. But that, for me, epitomises. And I'll be interested to hear what your favourite moment is.
I think going back on that, that wasn't an isolated feature of Cheek's play, because again, you look to that goal against Boreham Wood this season, almost a very, you know,
with Nathan Ashmore,
with Ashmore going up against a keeper of that size as well, that takes some bravery. Didn't come off as bad, but scored the same sort of goal, you know, jumping up for that header. And that's an amazing memory. That for me, this is good, I like this. We're gonna have to get the hashtag is cheeky. What are we saying? Cheeky
hashtag, if I can say it, hashtag
cheeky moment.
Cheeky moment.
Cheeky moment.
So and don't forget hashtag Ravens Weekly.
Yes.
Sure, double hashtag.
Tweet yours. I think mine, there's so many. I think that'll be a big one. The goal against Notts County will be a huge one.
That was his only goal outside the box. Well, last season.
Exactly, up until that season.
And he openly admits that, by the way. So that's not a sly dig. Yeah. He loves it. He openly admits it.
The sad thing, I think, about some of the goals he scored this season, the one against Barnet, you know, people have only seen that
through
a camera lens. And I think that is one of the real tragedies of this season, amongst obviously the wider picture. You know, people haven't been able to experience some of the, and I won't, not to further compound the woes, but we've scored some unbelievable goals now. My brain's just going back to some of the games we've had. And You know, Rico, who's obviously joined up with Southend now, that goal against Maidenhead. Chris Bush
in the same game.
Cheek against Barnet. I mean, there's been some absolute worldies. But for me, I think you go back to right at the start of last season against Ebbsfleet at home. That first goal in front of the Glyn Beverley stand.
Lovely.
In that 3-1 win.
It was, yeah.
He was the first goal, obviously, 28th in former club. Did celebrate as well.
And it was just a classic cheap goal. Back post, right place, right time.
It was. So that's going to be one of mine. But notable mentions to the goal against Dagenham on the 28th, about 2 years ago.
Yes, another old club.
Another old club. Again, big celebration as well. I remember really well, actually. So, I mean, he scored some amazing goals. And the thing about Cheeky is the goals that he does score, yes, you have those, you know, amazing ones like the one against Notts County, but you have that trademark, you know, ghost near the back post inside the 6 yard box. That is his bread and butter, and we love him for that.
We do, absolutely. And now, to say Michael is not a man of many words is quite accurate. He's a little bit shy, isn't he? Despite, as I said, being one of the main men
exactly.
in the team and scoring all the goals, he's a bit shy in front of the camera. However, I think he's definitely getting better, isn't he?
He is. That was a great
and he was quite willing to do the interview today. So fair play, Michael. And here's what he had to say on the big news.
Michael, congratulations. You signed a new 2-year deal with the club. How do you feel to have signed?
Yeah, delighted to get it over the line. Yeah, can't wait to get going now.
And you've been here now. This is your second year. How have you found it so far?
Yeah, really enjoyed it. Got on well with all the players, obviously the gaffer, and play some exciting football. So hopefully we can push one further this season and get promoted.
And top scorer last season at the club, you must have been pleased with that, and obviously currently top scorer and in the league as well, looking to carry that form on.
Yeah, it's going well at the moment. I mean, they're finding the pockets for me, and hopefully I can keep finding pockets myself and putting the ball in the back of the net.
And obviously it's been a period of settling in last season. You've now fully settled into the team and got to know everyone. How has it been as a dressing room, as a bunch of lads?
Yeah, I think we're growing stronger week by week. Obviously we've had a lot of training in the last couple of months because we've had no games to play, but yeah, hopefully we can take it into some games now and get some points on the board.
And obviously part of signing the deal here must have been the ambition of the club.
Yeah, definitely. Look, I mean, I signed to get promoted. The way the club's moving, the stands that are going up, it's only a club going in one direction, and hopefully that's to League Two.
And it caps off what's been a pretty strange year in football in general, hasn't it?
Yeah, very strange. About the fans being here to share it with. But yeah, hopefully he'll be back soon.
And you must be pleased as well to have a new strike partner amongst James Alabi and Ben Williamson as well in Courtney Duffus.
Yeah, it's funny because my missus is called Courtney as well, so I'll be shouting court at home and on the pitch.
Partners on and off the pitch.
Exactly.
Brilliant. Thank you, Michael. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And after all that fantastic news comes more good news for you. We've got a game tomorrow. And I think, James, everyone's just really looking forward, including us, to getting their football fix. So, as we said earlier, get your match day live pass. That's your football fix sorted. And a great opportunity to, of course, see Courtney Duffus in action for the first time, as Yeovil were removed from the FA Trophy, having not played in it due to COVID reasons. And, of course, their opponents, Boreham Wood, therefore got a bye into the next round. So you can see him in action for the first time. And, of course, Forster and Cheek, who just renewed their deals, which is excellent, and hoping for a good return to action.
Yeah, first game of the new year as well. Crazy to think that.
The 19th of January, first game of the new year.
Ridiculous, crazy. Isn't it? It is. And it's going to be interesting to see how both teams fare, to be honest with you. Woking obviously coming off the back of their isolation period, and it's been a very short turnaround for them. I don't know if they've been able to train at all. I'm not sure on that one. Bromley, on the other hand, have been able to train for quite some time now, and potentially the fitness levels are there, but the match fitness, the match sharpness, you know, that hasn't been there because, you know, just haven't been able to play since the 22nd of December. So it'll be very interesting to see how it all plays out in that tie. And as we mentioned, it's a trip to Sutton if you win tomorrow. So you know, all the incentives there to really progress in this competition. No doubt it will be a target for both clubs, especially in a season like this. You know, you want to be playing as much football as you can. The more competitions you can be in, despite the congestion, I think the better, because, you know, you can't take anything for granted. We've had so many Saturdays, you know, blank and empty with no football
So I think, you know, the more football, the better, especially for us. I know for a fact that the more football I can watch, the better.
Absolutely. And it's quite, we talk about a unique season. It's a unique opportunity to get to Wembley as well, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, of course.
It's not far away, no, really, from clubs that are still in the competition now. It's not actually that far away.
No, and who knows, you know, what might happen in terms of those buys if teams can't, you know. All those horrible factors that, you know, you don't want to wish upon anyone, but it can happen. So as long as you keep winning your games.
Well, yeah. And it is happening, like we said, with Boreham Wood, yeah. and Yeovil in the last round. Yeovil not able to play at all in the FA Trophy this year.
Exactly that. So, you know, it's all about just winning that game, and the next round will no doubt whiz round as soon as it can. So, yeah, an interesting game. Again, it'll be the first of a number of matchups with Woking. We obviously play them again next week, same time next week.
Yeah, so same time, same place, Woking. Yeah. Let's go for it.
Exactly, very strange.
And of course, as you're saying, the winners of tomorrow's game or the winners of the FA Trophy fixture will progress to the next round where they will face Sutton away on the 6th of February. And of course, if Bromley are to progress, that would mean three games against Sutton in just over a month.
Again, you look at that fixture list now and it's throwing up all sorts. Yeah, you know, this week you've got two games against Woking, and then, yeah, in that potential March period, you've got two games against Sutton, could end up being three. It's going to be such a strange ride from here on out, and the months are getting longer in terms of fixtures, and potentially, who knows, you know, the season if it required, but or hopefully if we reach the playoffs, obviously that would mean an absolute extension to the season. So we'll see if that happens. But for now, it's about the FA Trophy. Again, it's going to be a full match day live broadcast with the pre-match show starting at 7:15 for a 7:45 kickoff. We'll have half-time entertainment, as we always do.
Entertainment, by the way. Harry Forster took on the Bromley General Knowledge Quiz. You're going to want to see this one, trust me. It was very good.
And I won't lie, he shocked us, I think.
There were surprises. Let's leave it on the cliff edge, so you know, we'll get them hooked, James.
Exactly.
Oh, sorry, we're still recording. No, please do tune in. It is a great show we've got lined up for you tomorrow. And just as much as people will be delighted to be back watching again, obviously everybody would rather have the fans in the ground.
Yes.
However, we're trying to make this the next best thing, aren't we, really? And it will be great for us to be back on the mics tomorrow. I know, I'm looking forward to it. I'm trying to get the rust off now so that during the game...
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know about you.
Yeah, fluff all the words and talk absolute nonsense now lot.
Gobbledygook, wasn't it? That was the key word, yeah.
And then be the true professionals that we are come tomorrow evening on the commentary. It's... Obviously, we want people back in the grounds, but we're doing our utmost to make that broadcast as good as we can. And
of course, for opposition fans as well.
Exactly. That's another thing that we really pride ourselves in. And the feedback that we have been getting, you know, does reinforce that fact. And something that we're going to try and introduce just to create that engagement even more. You know, we're always trying to think of new ways to try and bring that match day element back into everyone's front rooms for now. We're going to ask something from you from today's podcast. We've obviously got the cheeky moment, #cheeky moment.
#Ravens Weekly.
Michael Cheek moments following his news. But we're actually going to reach out to you all and ask if, it's very short notice, we know, but we are looking for a virtual mascot for tomorrow's FA Trophy tie. What that entails, we'd love to have, whether it be an individual, you know, potentially it's your child's birthday coming up this week. That's always a really welcome thing. Even if it's something we've obviously had in previous years gone by, is where we've had Sunday league teams or youth teams as our mascots. And again, we're really open to that as well. All we need from you is we need you to contact us live@bromleyfc.co.uk on the email. We'll pick it up there. Feel free to add in my email as well. It's james@bromleyfc.co.uk. As I'll be the one dealing with it. We'd love to get either a photo that we can share ahead of kickoff, potentially, as well as the photo, a video wishing the team good luck. That would be amazing as well. And what we'll do is we'll share that across our social media platforms, and we'll share that, and we'll obviously introduce the mascot ahead of kickoff on the live stream broadcast. So we're looking to introduce that from tomorrow's game, and providing, you know, we get the uptake, which I no doubt we will from everyone, we'd really like to keep that going for the rest of the home live stream games. Plenty of them to come. So we're looking for a virtual mascot for tomorrow's game, so please do get in touch. We'd really, really love to to have someone take us up on that. So looking forward to hearing about that.
Yes, very nice indeed. And we do have a very tight fixture schedule, and obviously we are still rearranging games at the moment. We'll bring you news of those. The Sutton and Dagenham games have been rearranged. They're on the website now if you haven't heard the new dates already. We're currently rearranging Chesterfield and obviously trying to sort a date for that out as well. So we'll, of course, confirm that with you when we can. But another thing, just before we finish, I want to touch on. We talked about being on the BT Sport cameras in December.
Yep.
We're now going to be back on them in January. Of course, the 30th, I think it is. So not next Saturday or not this Saturday, the Saturday after, as we host Aldershot at Hayes Lane. So it'd be great to be back on the cameras, won't it?
Yeah, it's nice to have BT here. Obviously, it'll be a bit of a change up. So for those that don't have a BT Sports subscription, potentially see if there's a way you can get a trial or something along those lines, because there will not be a match day live broadcast.
No,
because
we're not
of
allowed
that.
To do that, unfortunately.
But yeah, we can't do that. BT obviously have the exclusive rights for that game. Does mean the kickoff gets pushed back, am I right, Matt? 5:20?
Yes, it is 5:20.
So 5:20 on that day. But yeah, always great to have the BT Sport cameras here, and no doubt have the likes of Matt Smith or whatever, and other pundits joining us for that night. So yeah, looking forward to that one. Always great to have them here. And national TV, always good.
Absolutely, it'll feel weird for us not commentating.
What are we gonna do?
And feel very strange. But of course, it is the return of Josh Rees as well. So
yes, plenty going on in terms of that respect. Yeah,
there is. And lots of other games coming up, but we'll catch up on all of those in the future podcasts. It's been great to be back here, hasn't it, James? So thank you to all of you who are listening. Hopefully the Michael Cheek thing brought you here, and hopefully you've listened to the rest of this podcast and not just that bit. Of course, we've had so much news to share with you in this short time. But James, thank you for joining me.
Pleasure.
It's been a pleasure. My name's Matt Hall. That was James Tanner as well. This is Ravens Weekly, sponsored by GPM Group. Thanks for listening. Giving us, there's just one team for me.